Manjakalpadarubhyascha kripa sindubhyo japatitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. My respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. You are wish-fulfilling trees. You are oceans of mercy. And you are able to pick up the fallen. You can recycle or upcycle the fallen. Patita pavana. Purify the fallen. Shri Chaitanya Padambo Jamadupevyo Namo Namaka Tanchi Dashaya Desham Shapitat Ganda Bhagavat. My respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are like honeybees drinking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's honey from his lotus feet. Because even a dog, by taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees, will also get a share of that honey. Krishna is infinitely merciful. That was the idea for my presentation this year, Clouds of Anarthas and the Formula of Rasa. So the Formula of Rasa are five ingredients, beginning with Vibhava. Vibhava is the basis, like a pot for Rasa. And it includes the 64 qualities of Krishna listed, which is usually a very delicious subject. Usually it's very beautiful descriptions, and they are inspiring. They can trigger, they are called uddipanas, stimulants, so they can trigger a little bit of taste in even a very new devotee. But then we don't often manage to keep that taste. Why? So the problem is the clouds of anarthas. So we have the clouds which cover the sun of Krishna. Krishna, the sun. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Harinama Chintamani, if you understand the topic of Namabhas, you will quickly get Shudanam. Interestingly enough.
If you understand what?
Namabhas, you will quickly get Shudanam.
Wonderful.
Yes. So Namabhas means there is the sun and there are the clouds. It's amazing. I was surprised myself. I found even the Bengali for that. Namabhas aspashta rupe bujao ekon. Namabhas bujaile namashuda hobe. If you understand, Namabhas, you'll get Shudanam, amazingly enough. So these are the clouds of different attachments and diversions, being a weakness of heart, being attracted to side effects of bhakti. So what is the solution? Reverse or redirect, reverse the flow, change the flow. So Vibhava is the basis of all rasa, taste. Delicious mellow of relationships with Krishna. But it's based on Vibhava. And Vibhava means that Krishna is wonderful and we are giving love to him. So there is hope because Krishna is very merciful. He's always ready to give mercy and take your service, even a drop of your service. Sevam managapi bahudha abhyupaiti. Even a small drop of service, Krishna is accepting as something very significant. And whichever situation we find ourselves in, our sadhana is to remember, okay, I am supposed to, nobody said it's supposed to be fun. Nobody said it's supposed to be for my enjoyment. It's for Krishna's enjoyment. It's according to Krishna's plan. Whether I understand it or not, it's for Krishna, Krishna's pleasure. So we can offer it to Krishna. And then the most hopeless situation becomes the most hopeful situation because it helps us reestablish our connection with Krishna. So maybe just to conclude, I will read one verse which is in Padyavali, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Na prema shavanadi Bhaktirapiva yogo tava vaishnavo jnanam va shubha karma va kiyadaho sajjatirapyastiva hinartadika sadake tvaitatha vyachedyamo lasati he gopi jana vallabha vyathayate ha ha madasa eva mam. I have no prema. So somebody can say, okay, so then practice bhakti. But Prabhupada says, nor am I qualified for discharging devotional service by chanting and hearing. I'm so bad. Okay, so do something, do some yoga. So no, nor do I possess the capacity to practice Vaishnava yoga meditation. Okay, at least develop some knowledge. That also I'm not qualified for jnana yoga. Okay, then please, Shubha Karma, do something nice. So, well, I'm so unfortunate, I cannot do this, and I cannot even hang out with good people. Sajjati Rapyasti, not even Sajjati, I cannot hang out with good people who will bless me. So what to do? Well, Krishna is Hinartadika Sadaka. He gives what you lack. Hinarta, somebody can be useless. Hinarta means useless. Even somebody is useless, Krishna gives much more than we deserve. Sadaka. He gives success to everybody. So Rupa Goswami says, and therefore I can't stop hoping. Haha mad asha, ashaivamam. I will always hope. And this hope always burns in my heart and will always keep burning in my heart. So I'm the backstop here. Our esteemed teachers always raise us to the highest platform of asakti, bhava, ruchi. It's amazing. It's extremely powerful, nourishing nectar. And I'm the backstop from the other side. Even if somebody is struggling with the clouds, trying to chase them away with a stick, with a fog, still there is hope. Still there is hope. As soon as we at least try to remember Krishna, try to redirect, try to remember the fact he is the object. I'm supposed to give my energies to him. So he is the object, and he deserves it. He has wonderful qualities, and he's very merciful, and he's more anxious to get us back and to accept our service than we may ever desire. So there is hope. There is all hope in bhakti and with Krishna and with devotees. Thank you very much.
Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So we were speaking something from the eighth verse of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Sri Gobardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, and we spoke something about how the writings of Raghunath Das Goswami are an echo of the kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gambira, and we explained something about how and why that is. This verse we try to dissect in different ways. He begins by stating Giri Nripa, that Giriraj is a king of mountains, and we gave several different reasons for that. But especially he's a king of mountains because Giri Nripa Haridasa Srinivayeti Nama, he's Haridas. And this name, Haridas, Shrini Varyati Namamrita, this nectarian name, Sri Radhika Vakta Chandrat, it came from the mouth of Srimati Radharani. And therefore, Giriraj is Brajan Navatilakatve, Klipta Vedai Sputam. May all the Vedas describe that Giriraj is the Tilak of Braj. And we spoke something at Radhakund about these different pranam mantras. I think we went over five different pranam mantras to Giriraj and expressed something of the concept and mood behind each one of them. And we focused on this verse from Garga Sanhita, which was spoken by Krishna when Nanda Maharaj asked him, What mantra should we use for Giriraj? And Krishna told him that we should say Namo Vrindavan Ankaya Tubhyam Goloka Malini. This verse describing how Giriraj is Vrindavan Anka. Anka means this place where the mother keeps a baby on her hip. And it has four different meanings, and we spoke something about that. One of the meanings being, which grammatically works, but philosophically we may have doubts, is that Giriraj is supporting all of Vrindavan. That doesn't make sense, because Giriraj is a place within Braj. But it does make sense if you follow the discussion that we gave, and how is it that Giriraj is Haridas, and we spoke, gosh, I think four or five different versions from the Padma Purana, from different tantric literatures and things about the origin of Giriraj, and how the Bhavishya Purana says that Giriraj comes from the mind of both Radha and Krishna, and the Garga Sanhita says that Giriraj is a manifestation of Krishna's love for Srimati Radharani. So if you consider Giriraj in that way, that Giriraj is Krishna's personified love for Radha, then indeed he's maintaining all of Vrindavan. And he's Haridas. So Raghunath Das Goswami finishes this and all 10 of his verses in his prayer by stating, Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanat Tvam. He says that I want Govardhan Bas. Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Vaishnav Toshini, Jiva Goswami in Lagu Vaishnav Toshini, in one purport in the 90th chapter of the 10th canto, he gives a definition of the word Nibas. And Bas means to stay, to have residence, but Nibas means I never leave. And so this is a very relevant concept, I think, for all of us, because we never want to leave. I saw this nice paper, I think, Mother Prashanta had put out. We never want the festival to end. Sometimes we speak about this, but the ornaments, sometimes we think it'd be nice if all the decorations stay up and the tent stays up and the festival just goes on forever. But it can't. The festival has to stop and the decorations have to come down. Because if they don't come down and the festival doesn't stop, it's no longer a festival. And it becomes commonplace. And then how will we cry and hanker to come back to Govardhan again? So there has to be an end to each festival. But here Raghunath Das is teaching us that we should pray Nibas, that I always want to have residence near you. But that's not real practical, even for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He has so many associates who weren't always able to stay at Govardhan. He gives us a clue. Nivasam, Nijanikata Nivasam, Dehi Govardhanat Tvam. And we spoke, I think from our very first session on these verses, how depending on the Sunday or where you break up the words, this phrase Govardhan Tvam has two meanings. One is that near you, but another meaning is Govardhan Atva, just like we say Vaishnav Atva, or the quality of being a Vaishnav. So another meaning is that Giriraj, I want the qualities that you have. That doesn't mean that my dear ladies, that you want to be as big as Giriraj. That's not, you won't appreciate that very much. But it means that we want to have the qualities that Radharani is describing, that Giriraj is Haridas. He's a great, great devotee. And how is this echo of the kirtan of Mahaprabhu in the Gambira? Raghunath Das Goswami, he saw Mahaprabhu there in the Gambira, and he saw that mood of Mahaprabhu. He understands that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's in a very special mood. Krishna Das Kabir Goswami describes, Avatara ghanera bhakta bhave adhikar, bhakta bhava hoite adhika sukha nahi ar. That all the incarnations of the Lord are entitled to taste the emotion of being a devotee. And he says, sukha nahi ar. There's no greater happiness for them than this. And Srila Prabhupada comments, he says, all the different incarnations of Lord Vishnu have the right to play the roles of servitors of Lord Krishna by descending as devotees. when an incarnation gives up the understanding of his Godhead and plays the part of a servitor, he enjoys a greater taste of transcendental mellows than when he plays the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He enjoys something more, and he gives something more. And this is why our Goswamis generally don't worship Giriraj Govardhan as Hari Dev, Krishna, but they worship him as Hari Das, because he gives something more. And we discussed that. It's a very big subject. But this is the connection between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Giriraj. Krishna Das Kaviraj also describes Prabhu Kohe, and he says, in the words of Mahaprabhu, Ami Vishwambara Namadari. My name is Vishwambar. But Nama Sartakahoy Jadi Premi Vishwabadi. That name will be practically realized when I fill the universe with Prem. So he's Vishwambar. He maintains the universe. Giriraj is Govardhana. He maintains Go, the senses, Go, the cows, Go, the gwalas, the cowherd boys and gopis. He maintains the universe and devotees who take shelter of him also by giving Krishna prem. And therefore, this worship of Giriraj as a devotee is a very, very special thing. It's Namamrita. Baladi Vidyabhushan, in his commentary on Vishnu Sahasranam, he describes the meaning of the word sadhu. He says the word sadhu is also a name for Lord Vishnu. He says, Sevam saratya dutya dyam sadhu sadaya tatisaha. Since Bhagavan happily accepts and accomplishes the tasks which are entrusted to him by his dear devotees, such as being a messenger, a chariot driver for Arjuna, etc., therefore he's called sadhu. Sadhu meaning someone who acts according to his devotees' wishes. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Giriraj Govardhan. And Krishna gets so much pleasure from that. There's a story I'd like to tell you very briefly of a devotee who was living in Rajasthan maybe 300-400 years ago. His name was Trilochan. And Trilochan had had some realization about the value of doing Vaishnav Seva. This Vaishnav Seva, serving the devotees, is something we learn from Giriraj. As we were saying a few days ago, both Indra and Giriraj are devotees. Both Indra and Giriraj are very prominent devotees, very important devotees. But the difference is Indra, he wants to be the captain of the team. He wants to get all the glories. In basketball or football, he doesn't pass the ball. He hogs the ball to himself. But Giriraj is a team player. And he's in the background. He wants to push everybody else up. How many people think when they drink milk, it's a good thing that Giriraj provided some grass for the cows? The cows get all the glory, not Giriraj. And in this way, he provides so many different materials to enhance the service of others. And this way, Giriraj is Krishna's personified love for Radha, and he's doing service to all the devotees. And we can learn from him that even Krishna himself wants to do Vaishnav Seva. And we can learn from this verse that if we have this attitude, if we develop this quality, Govardhanatva, of Giriraj, of Vaishnav Seva, then we can also be Nibas, Govardhan Nibas. We can always be residing near Giriraj. So in Rajasthan, there was a devotee named Trilochan who was born in a Vaishya family. He's a wealthy person, and he was very, very attached to doing Vaishnav Seva. And he wasn't very interested in Vanashram Dharma or any of these things. He just wanted to serve all the Vaishnavas who came there. But he was a little unhappy because he didn't have a team of devotees like Prashanta has to serve all the Vaishnavas. He only had himself and his wife. As soon as she comes in, her name gets mentioned. It's auspicious. Hare Krishna Prashanta. So he had this desire, Trilochan, if I could just get a good servant who could assist me in Vaishnav Seva, then I could, wow, we could really serve so many Vaishnavas. And so one day, to fulfill Trilochan's desire and to fulfill his own desire, Krishna came to his door dressed in rags, just one piece of cloth, which is all torn, and some broken old shoes. And he knocked on Tri Lochan's door. And Tri Lochan came there and he said, "Who are you? Why are you here?" He says, "It looks like you don't have any parents or home." And that personality smiled and he said, "Yes, it's true. I have no mother, no father." He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Tri Lochan said, "Well, you know, I'm looking for someone who wants some employment. Would you like a job?" And again, he smiled. He said, "Yeah, I would like some work. What can I do for you?" And Tri Lochan told him, he said, "Well, I just need someone to do Vaishnav Seva." And that fellow told him, he said, "Well, I would be very happy to do that. I'm actually very good at Vaishnav Seva. I know quite a bit about it." He said, "But the thing is, people don't like to employ me generally." And Tri Lochan said, "Why not?" He said, "Well, you see, I eat a lot. I eat a whole lot. And I'll agree to work for you, but you have to give me at least 5 or 6 kgs of rice a day. That's one thing. And my second stipulation is don't complain about me ever." And Tri Lochan said, no, that's fine. You come work for me." He said, "Yes, I know all the different four varnas. I know how to take care of different devotees. And my name is Antaryami. And I'll agree to be your servant." So Tri Lochan fixed him up. He told his wife, "You give him as much to eat as he wants and don't complain. So I'll also give you a new pair of shoes and some proper clothing and things. And you should take care of all the Vaishnavas." And so that personality, Antaryami, he began to serve all the Vaishnavas in such an amazing way, with so much love and affection. And while he was doing it, he was always doing kirtan for the pleasure of the devotees. The devotees weren't knowing this person who's serving them is their own Krishna, who's chanting his own names. About 13 months went by, and one day Antaryami's wife was speaking to her neighbor. And her neighbor said, "You know, you look really tired these days. Is everything okay?" And she said, "Well, we have this new servant who works for us, and he eats so much. And I have to cook constantly. And I'm not sleeping properly. I'm very, very tired." So Antaryami is really the Antaryami. And he understood the words of that woman. And as soon as she spoke like that, then immediately he disappeared. And Tri Lochan became very, very disturbed, because now how can he do Vaishnav Seva? And for 3 days he didn't eat or drink, and he asked his wife, "Why did you speak like this?" And then suddenly there was an Akashvani, a voice from the sky, the voice of Antaryami, and he said, "You should eat something. I'm very pleased with your attitude towards serving the devotees, and that's why I came to serve you. Actually, I'm your servant because you're serving the Vaishnavas." And then when Tri Lochan understood that Antaryami was actually the real Antaryami, the Lord, he became even more unhappy. But finally he took his meal. So this is Krishna's nature. Again and again, he wants to come as a devotee. It's a little hard sometimes for us to understand, because we're a little self-centered. And maybe we think it might be pretty good to be Bhagavan. But to be a servant, to be a devotee, that doesn't sound like such a great thing. Srila Prabhupada once said in a lecture, he said that the Mayavadis, they want to become one with God. But the devotees, they have a greater goal. They want to become a servant of God. And a servant is even greater than God. And the proof of that is Giriraj Govardhan. The proof of that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a very, very confidential thing for us. So meditating on this aspect of the Lord, of Giriraj as a devotee, can help us to get some clue how we can do Govardhan Nibas, how we can always be near Giriraj, how we can become Govardhanatva, how we can develop the qualities of Giriraj. Last night I was trying to think what I would say today, and Sachinanda Maharaj told me, he said, "Madhavananda, why don't you speak those verses that you spoke, I think, last year, from Chaitanya Mangal? We'll just take a minute and sing these three verses." This is the instructions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to the residents of Navadvip when he was leaving them. So it's very relevant for all of us. We're also leaving Giriraj. We're leaving the devotees, Sachinanda Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu and Mother Jagat Tarini, who's been speaking katha that'll make your hair stand on end. Adi Purush Prabhu, such wonderful katha. And we feel very, very sad. So Mahaprabhu, understanding their feelings, he gave them some very, very powerful instructions, which sometimes I speak on these as the basis of Vaishnav community. So let's hear what he says. We can sing these, and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Tomara takibe agya koribe palan Nirantara diva nishi kori be kirtan bolo Hare Krishna. The first thing he told them is what? Do Govardhan Bas. He said, Tomara taki be. Don't move around so much. One sadhu in Vrindavan years ago told me, you know, all the Western devotees, they're very nice. But just one complaint. Why you're always moving so much? How can you do bhajan? So don't move so much. Keep Giriraj with you. It'll anchor you in more ways than one. He said, Agya koribe palana, that you accept my instruction, my command. And what is it? Stay in one place. And nirantara diba nishi koribe kirtan. Day and night, without stop, do kirtan. And then you'll be Govardhanatva. You'll get the qualities of Giriraj. And then he says, Hari Nama Bhakta Seva Kori Bestapan Ehi Dharma Kori Jena Tare Sarva Jan Bolo Hare Krishna. He said, Kori Bestapana Ehi Dharma. If you want to establish my movement, if you want to be Govardhanatva, if you want the qualities of Giriraj, he says two things you should especially do. Harinama Bhakta Seva. Chant the holy name and serve the devotees. And he says, Jaina Tari Sarvajan, who do I give this instruction to? To everybody, not just the residents of Navadvipa. But indirectly saying, anyone who wants to establish my movement, these are the two basic instructions. And then he fluffs it out a slight bit more in the last verse. Nirmatsara antarahoe be sarvajan sabbe sabbakara mana koro aradan bolo Hare Krishna. And this verse, I think, also very nicely summarizes Govardhan Leela. Nirmatsara antarahoibe sarvajan. Don't have any envy in your heart. This was Indra's problem. He became envious of the devotees. He was appointed like the temple president, GBC of the universe. But it went to his head. And he started demanding respect from the Brijbasis, who are millions of times greater than him. And the second thing he tells them, Mahaprabhu tells them, is very much like Giriraj. Sabe sabakara mana koro aradhana. With all your hearts, worship and serve each other. This is Giriraj Govardhan. With all his heart, he's worshiping and serving all the Brijbasis in their service. And if we want to always be close to Giriraj, then we have to develop this quality, Govardhanatva, of doing Vaishnav Seva. And I'll finish with a beautiful verse which describes the instructions of Ramanujacharya. Vaishnavanam anustane nopayamatim unayet upayameva satatam unayet sumahamana. Don't consider service to the Vaishnavas as a means, as a process. If you think doing Vaishnav Seva, that's a really good, I'll go and do Vaishnav Seva for the month of Kartik and I'll get a lot of benefit, you're an illusion. This is what he says. You should understand that Vaishnav Seva is not the process, it's the goal. To think that by serving the Vaishnavas one can achieve some other fruits is to consider Vaishnav Seva as the means. But we should think that it's due to heaps of pious activities that one obtains Vaishnav Seva and considers it to be the goal. So Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching this wonderful, valuable lesson to us, which I think kind of compacts our whole katas and also hopefully sends us off with a very good meditation. If we want to be Govardhan Nibas, always residing near Giriraj Govardhan, then we have to develop this quality which makes Giriraj Girinripa, the king of all the mountains of Haridas, to be a servant of the servants of the Lord, to be a servant of the Vaishnavas. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, thank you very, very much, both of you. Madhavananda Prabhu, I was physically not able to come to your classes in Adipurusha Prabhu also. I was just having to struggle with this cold, but I will definitely make sure to listen to the recordings. I'm really awed, you know, by your how you apply your, let us say, inquisitiveness to the Shastras and find out all these delightful, subtle points which really give us a very, give us answer to the questions, how can he both be God and a servant? Because that is very nice, how the avataras even crave for the position and they have the right of a servant. How you found these things, really. Krishna has given you special eyes to see all this and a brain to put it together. Very nice. And Adipurusha Prabhu, how you find the essence, how you connect the rasas, that means on our level having taste in Krishna consciousness, how you find out how to do this by overcoming the clouds which clouds this. In other words, how you bring deep philosophical truths to the level where we can practice and experience. Very, very amazed. And I'm not saying out of politeness. I will get the recordings and I will be very happy with this. So now I want to introduce a special personality to all of you. He has actually also been with us from the very beginning of our retreats. It is our long-term priest, Tirtha Guru, someone who takes care when you go on pilgrimage. It's our Mohan Panda Prabhu from Radhakund. I just want to say, we request him to pronounce blessings to all of us so that our effort to stay here in Braj at the site of Giriraj is successful by the power of blessings of good Braj Basis who can do this. So I request you, Mohan, please maybe to stand here and face the audience. Let's check if the...
you can sit here. You my brother, Maharaj. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki, Shri Govardhan Nath ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, everyone great portions with you, Sadhu Sangha, Shri Giriraj Bash, Shri Govardhan Nath Bash, Shakhyat, how lucky you don't know, you living to now Govardhan. Bolo Giriraj Baba ki, to everyone Srila Prabhupada bless, you come again and again, Lotus Feet Shri Krishna, once Sati Yuga, Badrinath, Tetra Yuga, Sri Ranganath, Dwapar Yuga, Sri Jagannath, and Kali Yuga, Sri Govardhan Nath. Bolo Govardhan Maharaj ki, So how you lucky you don't know. You are living now to Govardhan Bas. And you please pray to Govardhan again and again, millions, millions, millions time respect. Sri Giriraj Baba, Govardhan Nath Bhagavan, bless you. You come again and again. Giriraj, protect your devotions. Go deep and deep and deep devotions. Sri Govardhan Nath, Param Kripalu, Param Dayalu, only Sri Brijamandal, one deity, Sri Govardhan Nath. You living, Sri Giriraj Bas and Sadhu Sangha. Srila Prabhupada children, Murijan Maharaj, Sachinandan Maharaj, Jagatani Mataji, this Madhavananda Prabhu, Prabhuji name, I am for everyone, Sadhu Sang, Vaishnav Sang. Bolo Giriraj Baba, bless you, and you come again and again, lotus feet, Sri Govardhan Nath. I am Brijabasi, Radha Kundavasi, you know Radha Kund? Radha Kund, Shyama Kund, Radha Kund, two eyes from Giriraj. Sri Vallabhacharya speaks. Giriraj Hill, same cow. And Sri Gauranga is speaking, Giriraj Hill, same peacock. Two eyes, Shyamakund, Radhakund. And tongue is Radhakund, near. Manasi Ganga Mukat, Govindakunda Nabhi, Jatipura Sthan. You know, this is 21 kilometer area, Talheti. Talheti Govardhan ki dayo. Nit Uttu Madan Gopal Lalke Charan Kamal Chitlayo. Talheti, everyone asked to God, hey, please, Sri Govinda, please give me Talheti, Vas. Ashmek Yagya, same Ashmek Yagya, you living Das, Brajaraj, Sri Govardhana, Darshan, energies, tree, parrot, everyone sadhu, and great sadhu with you, Sachinandan Maharaj, Burijan Maharaj, everyone, Jagat Guru Sila Prabhupada, children, and his mercy from you, you live long, God help you, always. Always, always. And you come everyone again and again, bank of Sri Giriraj. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki, Jagat Guru Sila Prabhupad ki, Govardhan Rishit ki, Govardhan Rishit Maharaj. Sorry, I am little English, you know, understand my... Radha Kund, you know Radha Kund? Radha Kund is Sri Mati Radha Rani, nectar of devotions. Shri Radha Kund, Shyama Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Mone Anande, Bolo Hari, Bhojo Vindavan. Every great Acharya living Radha Kund. Many, Raghunathas Goswami, everyone speak. Madhavananda Prabhu, the great portion, Srila Prabhupada blessings him. And Raghunathas Goswami, Niskinchan Sadhu, Bairagya Murti, 48 years living bank of Radha Kund. 21 hours only Harinam. 3 days, one time, 200 gram buttermilk, begging to bridge a gopi house, Madhukari. No salt, no sugar, Radha Kund nectar mix, Giriraj Prasad, and 3 days, one time, he will eat things. No chapati, no rice, and 450 years before him, income 20 crore rupees every month. His father, no other children, uncle have no other children, only one, big Aishwarya. Sri Gaurhari tell, Vrindavan, no Aishwarya, Madhurya. Madhurya means Dasanu, 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 Dash. Ehi bhitture abhilash. No speak to lips. Only abhilash, feeling in your heart. Nanda, Nanda, Nanda Kumar, he know everything. Inside, this side, every side. Only Sri Krishna, he know everything. So Sri Giriraj and Krishna, no different. Sri Gauranga, Jai Giri, Jai Krishna. Bhojo nishta kore. Nishta bhav, hari bhav, bhakti bhav, prem bhakti bhav. God give you Govinda Prem, Krishna Prem, Girdhari Gopal, Nanda Gopal, Krishna Gopal, giving you blessings, mercy. Bolo Jagat Guru Sila Prabhupada ki, Govardhan Rishit ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Radha Kund, Radha Kund, you know Radha Kund. Jai Radha, Sei Kunda, Bhedanai, Bhedanai, Bhedanai. Sri Gauranga, your Ishtadhan, Pranadhan, Gaurhari, speak to Jagannath Puri. Listen, Nirottam Das Thakur, Shiksha Goswami, Vaishnav Thakur. Radha Kund, Radharani, no difference. No difference. No difference. Mayapur best, Jagannath Puri best, Vrindavan best. Radha Kund, super best. Only one play, Radharani ki. I am Radha Kunda Vasi, Brijavasi. This is not my Ahankar, Adhikar. Ahankar and Adhikar, different things, you know. I know anchor. This is Adhikar. Janma Siddha Adhikar. Which one give me? Your God, Gaurhari. Your Pranadhan, Sri Gaurhari. My Bandhu, Sri Govinda. Brijavasi. You know, different bhav? You Dashashya bhav. तो राधारानी ब्लेस यू, गोवर्धन नाथ ब्लेस यू, ऑलवेज यू कृष्ण पथ, हरि पथ, मुखे हरि नाम, बिग एंड बिग एंड बिग, डीप एंड डीप एंड डीप डिवोशंस, गिरिराज प्रोटेक्ट योर डिवोशंस, ऑलवेज ऑलवेज ऑलवेज, जगत गुरु शिला प्रभुपाद की, सब गोवर्धन इष्ट वैष्णव ठाकुर की जय, जय श्री राधे। सचिनंदन महाराज, राधे राधे,
थैंक यू वेरी मच
महाराज,
फर्स्ट फर्स्ट क्लास स्पीकिंग,
नो प्रॉब्लम,
हरे कृष्णा, थैंक यू वेरी मच। इट इज वेरी मच रिक्वायर्ड व्हेन वी गो टू द होली प्लेसेस टू गेट द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ the Brajbasis, and really this is not insinuated. Mohan Panda has come really from the beginning on his own volition, on his own decision. It's not that Bhujan Prabhu and myself arranged this. I very much feel when this happens naturally and spontaneously, then our little yagya, if you want, is successful. Very good, very good. So we will continue, and please remember what we are trying to do here is we are, the teachers at this stage will share what they wanted to us to understand and know in a summary. And this in itself is necessary so that we can ultimately enter at the end of this session our own reflection and a little bit of a digestion, the beginning of a digestion of what happened for us, and then can take the retreat really home. So we will now request Jagatarini Mataji, who has again made our hearts happy with her very skillful sharing of Krishna's pastime, to just give us her summary.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaskatya Deshatarane. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyam Namo Namaha. Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Asesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Dhyane. So in the beginning, opening of this retreat, I mentioned that it was a difficult task to prepare the reading that we heard for the last five evenings. And somebody even asked me, what was the difficulty? Can you explain? So I thought about it, and there were many things, personal struggles and so on. But three things that were particularly difficult, or not difficult, but challenging. One was the idea of the controversy that surrounded this particular lila. I was quite surprised that somebody would think this was not part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then trying to understand why, what was their difficulty in properly accepting this segment of the Bhagavatam. So when I looked at the commentaries of the Acharyas, I had some insights into that. The second one was the magnitude of the size. Because the boys and calves that went out with Krishna, the word, I used words like millions and even trillions to try to give you some reference point, but the word that Sukadev Goswami uses, asankhya, it's not countable, an uncountable number of cows and boys. So that really stretched me, I would have to say. Could I conceive of this? Do I believe this? Many challenges were there that I had to confront in order to proceed towards making the presentation. And a third one which remained with me to the last day that I was working on it was the difference in mood between Lord Brahma, who had just seen this display of incredible magnitude of opulence and power, because that's what he wanted, he was curious about. So Krishna said, yes, I'll show you this. And the mood and mind of the residents of Vrindavan. It was really hard to penetrate through the mystery of these two perspectives in an appropriate way, so as not to leave aside something or minimize something or even sometimes make a little joke about something in favor of something else, but to place them all appropriately together. It was very hard. And I remember on the last day that I had set aside for preparation, the day that everyone was arriving from Vrindavan and other places, I was still sitting in front of the computer going over and over this class number 4. And then I left to go and have something to eat. And as I was washing my hands, because I have experienced that bathrooms are very profound places, because only you go there. So you're really left with yourself. And all of a sudden, it just came to me, say this, not a magic mystical experience, but a conclusion. And I thought to myself, should I really be making a conclusion? Or should I just simply be the voice of the story, the Leela? And I sat down again and read again through the eyes of that conclusion, which was that there really was, which may have been clear to you all, a vast difference between how Lord Brahma was seeing, and therefore he couldn't enter inside the pastimes and stay, because he was attracted to the mood of Aishwarya, of great power and magnitude. And he felt himself to have this importance, self-importance. I'm a powerful creator. Let me see. I'll put my power on the line. I'll test this. I'll play a trick. And then I'll watch to see what happens. Maybe this, maybe that, maybe this. Let's see. So he had one mindset and the residents of Vrindavan had another. And that mood that I began to realize that was happening was that gradually, as he offered his prayers, he came to the point where he changed. Where he actually felt, I too want to experience this. I too want to experience this taste of love, this taste of the sweetness of the intimacy of exchange with Krishna. And we heard of that intimacy in the parental mood with Mother Yasoda and Damodar, and the fruit lady, and so on. We entered into that mood, and some degree we entered into the cowherd spirit, the boys and their play and their rollicking. And then Maharaj, of course, he took us to the level of Radha and Krishna's loving, beautiful pastimes. And all of this composes the sweetness and taste of Vrindavan. And Lord Brahma felt, I can't even I can't even ask, I can't even comprehend asking for a human body, because I have no access to all these extraordinary things. But if I could just be something ridiculous, how can you ask to be born as a piece of stone? Anything and anyone, if they would sprinkle some of this sacred dust on me, then only could I actually enter into the essence that we all come here to experience when we come to Vrindavan. So I felt for myself it was a great honor to accept the challenge that revealed itself to me, and then to have an opportunity to share something with you all, although I really felt that I didn't get anywhere near expressing what was there in the Bhagavatam and also in the comments. Now, one last thing I would like to share with you, which I know you're all aware of, or many of you are, is that this chapter 12 and chapter 13 was the last part of the Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada had the opportunity to translate. And Yadubara Prabhu himself has done such a great service to the world by his videoing of those last moments where Srila Prabhupada was transcribing. The microphone was here because Srila Prabhupada was whispering like this and not like this. He would whisper one word. He was so weak. His body was emaciated beyond livability. No one could have lived in that body. But still his mind was so focused. So let me share with you a couple of these final purports that he gave us. As for sanskar or reformation, this is possible by good association. For by good association, one develops good habits, and habit becomes second nature. Therefore, bhakta sane vas. Let people have the chance to live with the bhaktas, and then their habits will change. So Srila Prabhupada was making such a visible effort just to speak these words. In the human form of life, one has this chance. But as Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Vifale Janama Gunayu. If one fails to take advantage of this opportunity, one's human life is wasted. We are therefore trying to save human society from degradation and actually elevate people to the higher nature. And now his final purport. We should discuss Srimad Bhagavatam daily, as much as possible. And then everything will be clarified. So clarified butter is ghee. Clarified means all the problems, all the mental distress, all the doubts, all the negative emotions that swing us this way and that way, they will be removed by this process. Prabhupada says, for the Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. It was written by Vyasadev when he was self-realized. And thus, the more we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the more its knowledge becomes clear. The more we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the more its knowledge becomes clear. Each and every verse is transcendental. So these were a couple of concluding points that I really wanted to share with you all, because I found this year you were a remarkable audience, and I want to thank you all for that. My greatest happiness was the evening kirtan, when we would start off a little slow and quiet, and then Maharaj would bring our attention to where we were, what we were doing, and how we should put our heart into our chanting, and then watching how this chanting of you all, it surged every night. So I felt so happy to be there for that. So thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivase Sasanyavadi Praskatide Sutarane Om Ajnanatamanandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Chakshu Samilatan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sita Tanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapandantikam Vancha Kalpa Thruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Bhaja Patitanam Babinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. I would like to thank all of you for your powerful words, and even Mataji, Secretary. That was, yes, it's new. Very heartfelt and so much in appreciation of Srila Prabhupada, by whose mercy we are all here, each and every one of us, at the feet of, in the valley of Giriraj Govardhan. And Srila Prabhupada, in everything he did, in the spreading of the chanting and his painstakingly translating and pushing the distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam, was to really bring us here to the point of chanting and hearing and keeping the consciousness in Vrindavan, and then in the final moments of our life, going to Vrindavan. That was really his focus, and to bring crashing down modern atheistical so-called civilization, and because it is very, very, very cruel. It is a crazy world. In fact, I remember reading once in the Bhagavad Gita about the demonic nature, when Prabhupada in one purport speaks about nuclear weapons and how people are so hypocritical, the modern leaders are so hypocritical that the purpose they are preaching that the purpose of the nuclear weapons is to bring peace to the world. Well, in fact, their only purpose is to destroy the world. And I was making a presentation a few years ago, and I was looking for a picture on the internet of something of a giant mushroom cloud, and I came across a site that showed pictures of Hiroshima, and it was the most frightening thing I've ever seen, what happened when something like these terrible weapons meant for the peace of the world are actually used to create what they're actually meant for, is this great destruction, which is, it was frightening, it was terrifying, in fact. And on the other hand, Prabhupada wanted to bring us to Vrindavan, which is so, so sweet, and it was such a
such a mission that he had, and he had such a missionary spirit, and he was burning with that spirit to practically save the whole world, not only the world. He told myself and Jagatwini and myself, excuse me, told us that he wanted to save the universe, bring the universe, everyone in the universe back to Godhead. So, and he was burning with that spirit, incredible. And somehow or another, if we can participate in Prabhupada's spirit, we will do good for ourselves and we will do good for others. I wanted to play a small segment of a lecture that His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj just sent me of Srila Prabhupada, and I think it will bring happiness to your hearts after this Govardhan retreat. Do you know where it is, Sri Chaitanya? That lecture segment. Yeah, in Mayapur. Listen to this and read it very carefully and focus your mind. Divya Vinyananya Kaupadrumada Sriman Ratna Garasinghasanasto Sriman Ratna Silagovinda Devo Prestilebio Savyamanas Panami. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila in Adi Lila 1, the first chapter and text 16. Now here's what Prabhupada says about this. And I predict it will bring great happiness to your heart and give you good direction too. Okay.
So, if we take it very seriously, then we become gradually advanced and eligible or fit candidate to go into the spiritual world, Dibbad Bindyananna Kalpudrumada. We can go there. That is what. Be serious. Don't be misled by the allurement of Maya. Remain strong.
A little bit louder, please.
Then in this life, you'll be able to become fit candidate to go back to home, back to Godhead. Dibbad Bindyaranya Kalpudrumada. He will also be one of the associates of Krishna. As you desire, Krishna will give you the opportunity to serve him as you desire. If you want to serve him as gopi, you'll get that position. If you want to serve him as cowherd's boyfriend, you'll get that opportunity. If you want to serve Krishna following the footsteps of Mother Yashoda, accepting Krishna as your son, you'll get it. Accepting Krishna as your son and Nanda Maharaj following. We have to follow their principle. Not that I shall become Nanda Maharaj or I shall become Yashoda. No, that is Mayava. You have to follow how they are loving Krishna. You have to learn that. Then you'll get the chance of Krishna's association. Dibbad Bindaranya Kalpudrumada. Prasthali Visebu Manus Manak. The Gaudiya Vaishnava generally, following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they aspire to become one of the assistants of the gopis. There are others also who like to be the assistants of the cowherd boys. So our Goswami is Rupa Goswami, Sirup Sanatana Bhattaruna, they were all the assistants of the gopis. Gopi Bhavara Samritabdhi Lahari Kallolo Magnon Moho. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugo Sri Jiva Gopalako. These six Goswamis, Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghuna, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghuna, they are all very, very big men, not ordinary men. Ministers, jamindars, learned scholars, they are not ordinary men. and then give up everything. Tattva turnamasi samandalapati saning sada tucham. Just like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were ministers in the government of Husain Shah. Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of his father and uncle, very, very big jamindar, landholder, 12 lakhs of rupees income. 500 years, 12 lakhs, 12 crores now. He was so rich man. Similarly, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, they are very, very learned. Jiva Goswami was the nephew of Rupa Goswami, very learned scholar. So either scholar, rich man, big politician, all of them gave up their occupational, material occupational duty and joined Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan movement. So they are always absorbed in the gopis' activities, always thinking. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking of Srimati Radharani's activities, and the Goswamis, they are also thinking of the gopis' activities. Gopis' activities mean to assist Srimati Radharani how to serve Krishna. Prasthali, he, Sebumano, they are always ready. So in this way, there is the description of the spiritual world. You just have a glimpse of the spiritual world, how they are perpetually enjoying blissful life with full knowledge. That is described here. Dibbadvindyaranyakalpatramadha Srimadratnagara Singhasanastho. They are the Singhasana, the throne, that is also spiritual. That is not material. Everything is spiritual. Simply, in different capacity, they are serving. The water is also spiritual. So this spiritual realization, if we get the opportunity, fortunate enough, then naturally we shall aspire to enter into the spiritual world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Krishnen samsar karo chhari anacha. If you want to enter into this association of spiritual kingdom, then practice here the family of Krishna. Just like here, we are trying to be family members of Krishna. Here Krishna is sitting, Radha Madhava is sitting on the throne. He is the enjoyer. And we are trying to serve him so that he may very nicely enjoy. This is called Krishna family. Center Krishna. Just like in ordinary family, the head man is there, and he is the chief man, and all other, his wife, children, servants, and other friends, associates, even animals, cats, dogs, cows, everyone is serving the central point, master. Similarly, our Krishna family means Krishna is the master, and he is the supreme enjoyer. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamaheswaram. And if we understand this point, that Krishna is the center, he is the enjoyer, and we are meant for serving him for his enjoyment, that is Krishna family. So we have to, according to the Shastric injunction, according to the spiritual master instruction, everywhere we have to organize this Krishna family.
What I understood from what Prabhupada said is that if we are very fortunate, we can get a taste of what it's like being in the spiritual world. And here, what we've done is a great yajna. And what we did is offer our ears and our tongues, if we were speaking, as a sacrifice to Krishna. And we just heard about Krishna and Krishna's activities and the process of getting there. And we spoke about these things. And here in the presence of Giriraj Govardhan in the sacred land of Vrindavan, surrounded by the dust of Vrindavan, surrounded by so many devotees. And somehow or another, a taste of that spiritual world, which is so different from the tastes available in the material world, they touch us. They sit upon our heart. They enter our hearts. And that taste, to have that taste, is the most fortunate of all things, because either quickly or gradually, depending upon how serious we are and how fortunate we are, that taste will bring us back to serve Krishna along with the eternal associates of Krishna in that transcendental realm of Vrindavan. So please cherish whatever tastes you gained here, the cooperative family mood, the organizers, the hearers, the speakers, cooperating somehow or another, just to open a door to the spiritual world for us all. And let us not neglect that door, which is so much composed of hearing and chanting about Krishna and the association of devotees. So onward in the process, back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I would like to give a summary on my seminars, on my exercises and all we did together by really continuing on from where Burijan left off. He provided us with a very easy to understand image. When you're in a big building and you understand it is time for me to get out of the building, but you don't know which of the many doors to go, which corridors to use, where exactly is the exit and all. You are very happy when a door opens for you, even slightly. Especially you are happy when it is dark in the building and you cannot orient yourself easily. But the moment that a door opens somewhere and a little light is coming through the narrow passage which has now been freed or opened, then you follow this, and then as you follow the light, you gradually make your way to the exit. But you have to follow the hint. You have to follow the little opening, and then you can come out of the situation. I once had the situation in South India. I had been in the jungle, and I chanted too long. I mean, I knew I should have gotten up and made my way to where we stayed, but I just said, no, one more round, and then one more round. And finally it was darkness settled in, and I heard the wolves, they were howling. So I began to walk. Then I began to run, and when the howling became closer, or came closer, I understood I'm the hunted one here, and I began to race. So the moment, I still remember a little opening for me. I saw a cow before me, a small cow, and the cow was also in a hurry. The cow understood, I better get home now. And because she was from the location, I thought, well, the cow will know where is it safe. And I just followed the cow. Both of us were running, hearing the howling of the wolves in our ears. And I was very happy. I had a guide here, Srimati Kauji. So these are two analogies, a door which is opening, or guidance which is coming, which is saying, go this way. I always feel that this happens for all of us at one stage when being on retreat. We can see how a door is opening for us. Oh yes, if I go this way, I believe or I'm almost sure I can improve my life in Krishna consciousness and ultimately end up with a better version of myself. I think we all have had these moments of sudden insights as we were in the waiting room of God, waiting for our divine appointment with a great doctor. So I want to just encourage all of you to follow that hint, to follow that little light in the darkness, to follow that guidance, that guiding instructions, guiding words, and integrate this. This is a very important word. Integrate it into your Western experience. I feel a great mistake which devotees who come to retreats make is they lead afterwards a fragmented life. What I mean is with this term is they say, yes, the retreat was very insightful, very uplifting, and so on. But now comes my other life, my normal life. And they almost have two lives. One life which lasts a week during the retreat, when they hear so much Krishna Katha, chant so much, try to be austere, try to center around Krishna's interests, join the Krishna family, and all of these highly exalted things. But then cut, super deep cut, and then comes another life. My dear devotees, if you live a fragmented life like this, you will never make Krishna consciousness a reality for you. This, let us say, the absorption in Krishna consciousness. You have to bring the two together. No? And that you can do when you follow those little hints, those openings, door openings, or those little guiding words which march in front of you and bring your awareness to where you should go in your life, if you follow that in your life. Another mistake devotees do is they are so charged up when they come to retreat that they come home and they say, oh, Teh Kadamba, chanting 64 rounds was my peak day. Or they say, when I was in the kirtan, 8 hours kirtan, or when I was doing this or that or the other thing, let me do that at home. You will fail. Little doable activities. That is what needs to be injected into your life. Not impossible dreams which you do for one day or 2 days and then leave it all together. No. Doable things, and the things should be things you can absolutely relate to as being, yes, this is important. A summary of my own retreat is very simple. By telling you this beautiful meeting of the monsoon with the heat, or telling you, Uddhava's, who was still a little cold to Braja Bhakti, when he met the love of the gopis, and a total transformation of his mind happened. I wanted to draw out a principle which we can relate to. I believe for those who are Ajata Ruchi Bhaktas, hearing Krishna Katha is an important therapy, but then the work needs to be done to relate the principles to the devotee's life, where they are now, so that they can apply and start moving. And I just wanted to convince all of you that reason, that is what we hold so dear in our modern civilization, says often one thing, but love prescribes the opposite. I'm reading here from Bhaktivinoda. Reason tells me that God has no sorrow, but love sees God on his Krida Bhavan in Mathura, this is my own interpretation, pining for the love of the Brajbasis. Reason tells me that the strict laws of God reward and punish me in a cold manner, and thus that I tell me that I have no chance because I'm very, very weak in my spiritual practice. But love tells me, no, it is possible. And that little love of Krishna, which we get when we hear of the superlative love of the devotees, of the Ragatmika Bhaktas, they are called, those who have Raga for Krishna, that affects us to the core. And a little drop is there. Oh, I also want to go that path. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, reason tells me that the God is in infinite space and time, but love describes that the all-beautiful Lord is sitting before us like a respected relative and enjoying the pleasure of society. Like Prabhupada said, think of yourself as being in the Krishna family. This is a loving statement. It's not extremely reasonable because Krishna is really often described as adokshaya. He cannot be seen. He is unreachable. Words which try to describe him return effortless, after great effort, empty. They don't carry the real meaning because he is just so transcendent. But if you enter the path of bhakti, a little bit, a little love, then everything turns upside down. It's a reversal of reality. The Lord, inaccessible Lord, sits, is right near you. And I think this is the... this is what happens on Govardhan retreat. When after a full retreat day we chant and we are moved, and then the man who has talent comes, Burijan Prabhu, and with his old age, transcends his old age and just yells, Jai Jai Si Radhe, and we all join him because either we believe in this or we are charmed by his personality. Or we are carried away by the waves of happiness as we chant these sounds, no? Whatever. Then we feel, oh yes, the Lord is not so far away any longer. He is only a Jai Jai Sri Radhe Syam away. Very close and nearby. And the two things I really would like to you to take home are, first, think of, try to apply the principle of minus to Krishna, I'm so happy about this lecture where Prabhupada said we should think of being in the family and where Krishna is the head person. So my Lord, no? If you want more philosophy than that, enter the understanding of Sambandha on a deeper level. Then the second advice is see how you can do your practices of bhakti, which are often falling in the category of efforts. You know, you make an effort to chant. It's called Cheshta Rupa Bhakti. See how that can be done with sambhava and some feeling for Krishna. You have heard the list of suggestions which were offered. If not, you can again listen to tapes or ask those who are in the habit of taking notes. These are two things where you might like to start in a little doable, relatable way. Yeah, this is all for now. As a summary, I need to say just one thing which I always want to say at the end of the retreat. You know, amongst all my bad qualities, I have one bad quality for which I wish to excuse myself here in this forum. When I'm convinced of something, I do feel a certain urgency. And when I see that it is maybe not yet understood the point, then I get insistent, and all of a sudden the temperature is increasing in my voice and my delivery. I use examples which are very graphic. I begin to chastise my audience with rough words and rough moods, and the whole heat changes. I do this when it is on an individual level and I find someone is not understanding an important point. Brum! All of a sudden a volcano starts in me, and I do it in a public level also. And it's not always good because it does hurt sensitive spots in my audience. And for when I've done this, you know, when my example, which I used, was just so cutting to you that you couldn't tolerate it because it was just, you understood, that's me. Please excuse me for the sometimes unnecessary intenseness. Maybe it comes because my father was a soldier. Maybe it is genetic. I'm working on it, but when I'm carried away with enthusiasm and urgency, I do commit this mistake, and I apologize for this. Good.
Okay, now quickly form yourselves into groups of 3 to 5 devotees and start discussing the Govardhan retreat from the beginning to end as you remember it. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Yes, just start discussing. Anything that struck you, start at the first day, the openings. Anything that you remember that was interesting for you, anything in a class, any kirtan, just anything, just discuss your experience. Hare Krishna. Slowly finish off your talking and bring your thoughts to Giriraj Govardhan. Just see how beautifully he shines in the distance.